USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A senior Democrat says President Biden should not negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling.
Almost 25% of all of the national debt accumulated over the history of the United States was accumulated during the 4 years of Donald Trump.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin urged people to be wary of the so-called GOP budget balancers when looking at the amount of debt accumulated during the Trump presidency. The U.S. reached its technical borrowing limit last week, but the Treasury says it will be able to pay the government's bills through June. Police are expected to provide an update soon on the mass shooting in California. The news conference follows a police standoff with a driver of a white cargo van believed to be connected to the deadly shooting in the Los Angeles suburb of Monterey Park. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene and remains outstanding, described as a male Asian.
The shooting killed 10 people, wounded nearly a dozen others. The motive for the shooting?
We are still in the very early stages of this investigation. There actually is a lot more that we don't know than what we know.
President Biden's attorney is confirming the six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were found in Biden's Delaware home Friday following a Department of Justice search. The documents appear to be related to Biden's time as vice president and from his tenure in the U.S. Senate, per Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer. Bauer says they were found after Biden's counsel offered full access to the home. James Cameron's latest blockbuster remains North America's top movie for the sixth week in a row. Avatar: The Way of Water earned another $19.5 million this weekend at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish with $11.5 million. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Several Colorado police officers are heading to trial over abuse.
McLean, a black man, died while in police custody a little over 3 years ago after he was placed in a chokehold and given ketamine while handcuffed. Police officer Randy Rodema and former officer Jason Rosenblatt will be tried separately for their role in restraining McLean, while paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniek will also face a separate trial for injecting McLean with ketamine. Medical experts have said the ketamine injection led to McLean's death. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Graceland hosted a public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley this morning. The only daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley was buried at the Memphis Mansion's Meditation Garden near Elvis, her son, and Elvis's parents. Fans were able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. Lisa Marie Presley died January 12th at age 54. Today is the last chance to take a ride on Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World, the popular but now controversial park attraction featuring characters from the 1964 Disney film Song of the South, first opened in 1992. Almost immediately, however, critics complained that some of those characters perpetuated negative stereotypes. In 2020, plans were announced to replace Splash Mountain with Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The new ride is based on the 2009 animated film The Princess and the Frog. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean. I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe.